gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. It is my pleasure to spend each and every week with you at this very same time on this very same radio station that you're listening to, or if you're listening to us worldwide via the internet, we welcome you with open arms. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman that we're going to have on the program a lot more often. We visit with him from time to time, but he's such a cool guy, and it's such a cool club that he founded a number of years back. We're going to be talking all about the Motion Picture Car Club. Coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, he's the general manager of Reliable Carriers, and he's going to be joining us from the Barrett Jackson auction down in Florida. I think they're wrapping up today, so we'll get the inside scoop from Bob on the sales at the auction, as well as his business, which seems to be thriving. In hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Stephen Cole Smith, one of my favorite automotive journalists out there. He writes for Car and Driver and Auto Week, writes for the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, and Steve is not only an auto review journalist of new vehicles, but also one of the leading guys when it comes to motorsports, which is not really my area of expertise. I follow it, but I certainly don't follow it like Steve does. And we're going to talk a little motorsports, a little new car stuff, and more with Steve in hour number two of the broadcast. Hour number three, we're going to play an interview I did with the folks behind the great new product line, new sponsor here on the show, Exato. And you're going to want to hear this because this is a really fine product that I myself have had experience with. And we'll also be joined by Ricky Beggs, who is the managing editor of the Black Book. We all know about the Kelley Blue Book, but the Black Book is all about used cars and depreciation. So you'll learn about that in hour number three on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome the founder and president of the Motion Picture Car Club, Ken Latka. Hey there, Ken. Welcome back to the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, let's begin by telling folks a little bit about the Motion Picture Car Club. As I mentioned, you were the founder of this club, and it has really blown up over the last few years. Go back to the early days and your early goals for creating this club. You're a television guy, a broadcasting guy like myself, and you have also managed to meld your two passions together like I have of broadcasting and automobiles, and this club was a wonderful idea, but take us back to those early years.
Well, it all started back in July of 2009, and I was walking into work at CBS Television City, and I happened to notice one of the actresses drive up in a customized C6 Corvette. So we ended up talking for several minutes, and I went into work to do my job. And over that weekend, I started thinking how there are so many people in the television and motion picture industry that are into cars that I was just completely surprised that nobody ever took the time to start a car club specifically for people in the entertainment industry. So I took that on and got a couple other people from CBS involved. And as you mentioned just a couple minutes ago, it has blown up to be quite something. We've actually become one of the most publicized car clubs in the world over the last couple of years. And we're doing everything from television to motion pictures to radio, magazine articles, etc. So I'm just thrilled that it's grown in popularity and that we've got an audience of people in the biz that have just kind of taken heed and said, hey, you know, we want to be part of this and get out and have fun as well.
And as you noted back when you started the club, you realized that after more than 100 years of motion pictures and more than 60 years of television, the entertainment industry simply did not have a car club. So you were the guy that realized that and put this all together. So hats off to you and all the hard work that's gone into this. And certainly, you're a car guy at the core. Give us a little background about your personal car history. What was your first car, Ken?
Well, I grew up during the muscle car era of the 60s and got my driver's license probably 1972, if I recall. And the first car I ended up purchasing, like many young kids back in the day, was from my parents. And my mother at the time had a 68 Chevy Nova, but Dad had bought it for her, so it came with the old 230 cubic inch six-cylinder. And for a gearhead like me, that just wasn't enough. So in went a nice 396 V8. I had to jack up the back end to put some fat tires on it, because that's what we did back in the day. You're on a budget, you're 16, yep. 17 years old, and you certainly don't have the cash to tub it. So up it went up on shackles and some big fat tires, and you were hoping you could get some traction to the ground. So that was my first car.
Oh, that's great. I understand that you actually owned a 1968 Mustang with a NASCAR race engine. That must have been quite a ride.
That was a hoot. That was probably, well, without a doubt, that had to be the most fun car I'd ever owned, because nobody at the time, and I don't know too many people to this day that have several hundred horsepower of NASCAR race engine stuffed under their hood. But what was so cool about that car was in the 70s, it was kind of popular to street race, and we'd try to find a quiet corner of the city somewhere. This is back in Chicago, so that we didn't disturb the neighbors and so that we didn't have problems with the police. And what was so cool about this car, it had so much horsepower, it hooked up to the ground so well that when you really hammered it, the front end would lift off the ground about 18 inches. And this was something that you saw with super stockers at the racetrack, but you didn't see it on the street. So as soon as you were paired up with somebody and the front end came off the ground, they would immediately shut down, so I'd win every time.
Oh, fantastic. And over the years, you've also owned a number of really cool cars, the Buick Grand National, and we've had the gentleman who recently did a documentary on the Buick Grand National called Black Air on the show, and what a great car that is. What a great story that was from that era. You also own a 96 Impala Supersport. You must be psyched that GM is bringing back a rear-wheel drive sedan for 2014 here with the return of the Holden-made SS. That's going to be a cool ride, Ken.
Yeah, oh, yeah, without a doubt. What was so cool about the 96 Impala Supersport, it really, with the LT1 under the hood, it was like a four-door Corvette. So
absolutely.
For a guy like me, it's the ultimate family sedan, if you will.
You got it. I know you owned a Cadillac XLR, which is, of course, many people may not realize it, built alongside the C6 Corvette down in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And right now you own a really cool track car that you also use in club activities, a 2009 BMW M3, and that will be the last ever 8-cylinder BMW M3, so a future collectible you've got right there right now.
Yeah, actually, if I would have held on to some of these cars, like the Grand National and the XLR, and I should probably hold on to the M3, I would have had several collectible cars. But unfortunately, I have limited garage space, so basically one car replaces another, and then I have a daily driver. But what's interesting about the BMW for me, and I'm sure your audience knows, the majority of us are at least us older guys are American car guys.
Mm-hmm.
We
yep.
grew up in the muscle car era, as I mentioned, and we were weaned on this stuff. The BMW, for me, it's the first European vehicle that I've ever owned, first foreign vehicle. And it was really eye-opening with, you know, incredible braking and handling and precise steering. And we can talk more about that later if you like.
Absolutely. On the other side, we'll pick it up with the BMW M3 that Ken owns. And then we're going to tell you about some of the upcoming events and lots more. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live all across North America. Ken Latka is with us. He's president and founder of the Television Motion Picture Car Club. You can check out the club's website at www.tmpcc.org. They're also up on Facebook under TMPCC, the Television Motion Picture Car Club. Also on Twitter, Hub Garage, and YouTube. Before the break, we were talking about Ken's personal track car and club car. It's a BMW M3, and Ken, you hit the nail on the head. I too am kind of an American car guy. I've owned a lot of Mustangs, I've owned a lot of Corvettes, still own a Corvette right now, but once you get behind the wheel of some of these European sporting machines, it can be an eye-opener. The M3 is almost a surgical instrument on the track.
I had no idea what all the hype was about all these decades about BMW using the slogan, the ultimate driving machine. But once you get behind the wheel of that car, it's really no BS. It's an incredible car. It sticks like glue to the track. As I mentioned on the other side of the break, the steering is precise. The brakes are incredible. It's just, it's a well-balanced, it's just an amazing car. So, part of that might have to do with us growing up, again, in the muscle car era. And as you know, the American cars back in the day didn't handle all that well. The braking left a lot to be desired, and they were a little bit sloppy in the handling department to be quite diplomatic about it. But with some of these other cars that I've owned over the years, our cars here in the States continue to improve. The suspension's getting much, much better. The handling's much more precise, and we're really in a new modern muscle car era now. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, there's probably a half a dozen cars that are out there now that I'd love to get on my list, including, you know, one of the new Camaro ZL1s,
yep,
maybe a Shelby GT500 and a Boss 302, maybe a Challenger, and then we'll have to see if Dodge comes out with a Cuda or not.
We're
the
on
cars now.
Same exact wavelength. It's truly spectacular, and the new Corvette Stingray for 2014 is something to behold as well. Something to behold, which happens every year at the Motion Picture Car Club, is your annual car show held in conjunction with the July 4th Fireworks Festival. Tell us all about this wonderful event and what we all can look forward to.
Well, this has got to be one of the more unique car show events, if you will, in the country, if not the world. Back in 2009, after I founded the club, one of our members is the president of CBS Studio Center. And as studio president, each summer he hosts this incredible fireworks festival that's a benefit for charity. And they get the Studio City Chamber of Commerce involved, and as soon as he became a member of our club, he suggested that we come out in July of 2010 and see how well the car show would go over. And basically his intention was just a place for the club members to get together and for the club name to get known a little bit and for us to have some fun. So the first year was a test bed. I think we had probably 30 cars. He put us inside one of the largest sound stages on the West Coast, which is about as big as a football field, with air conditioning. And, I mean, he had the works in there. So on a nice 90-degree summer July day in Los Angeles, it was great to be in the shade and in air-conditioned comfort. But since that time, it continues to grow. And the year after that, I think we doubled to 65 or 70 vehicles, and the car show spread not only inside the studio but outside. And it's just an incredible event for people that live in Southern California. If you're looking for a place to go on July 4th, this is a spectacular event, as I mentioned, for charity. You've got cars, you've got food, you've got drink, you have live entertainment on multiple stages inside the studio. It's just a lot of fun, and this year we're continuing our Cackle Fest deal, which is the starting of several dragsters, which we've done in the past, but this year our director of competition and race cars, a guy named John Ewald, mm-hmm. who runs the Cackle Fest for the National Hot Rod Association, John is bringing 8 to 10 cars this year, a few dragsters, a few funny cars, some altereds, and we're going to fire them all up around 8 p.m., which is 1 hour before the actual fireworks at 9 p.m. So we're going to have some automotive fireworks before the actual fireworks go off at the studio this year.
That is wonderful, Ken. Our toll-free number is 855-660-4261. Email bob@boblongradio.com. Ken, I know I should have booked you for an hour. We'll do that in the next few weeks. But let's talk about some of the celebrity folks that are going to be in attendance at the annual car show. And a lot of these folks I've had the pleasure of interviewing over the years, and they truly are not only great in their profession, but true car people at the core as well.
Well, some of these people right now I can't mention because they're not 100% confirmed for July 4th, but I can tell you a few that have told me it's okay to mention them on the air and that they are planning to attend. And one of them is George Barris, the king of the customizer.
Oh, yeah.
Who, yep, as you know, is quite a guy, goes back quite a lot of years, and has built a lot of famous television and motion picture cars. And as you know, that's not what our club is about, as evidenced by the M3 that I own. But the movie and TV cars are always a lot of fun to have at our show, and it's great for the young kids and the older kids. Another person that's coming, because we're not just television and motion picture industry people now, we're also motorsports, and we do allow a small percentage of people who aren't in the industry. So if your listeners are interested in joining, check us out at tmpcc.org. If you're a serious gearhead, you have an award-winning ride, you're a car builder, anything like that, come on board. And one of those people that will be there is Cleo Shelby. And Cleo is Carol's wife.
Sure.
You may remember. And
yep.
She is, oh my goodness, she's just so much fun, such a bubbly personality. And we love her because she's just a serious gearhead.
Yeah, so, and a great storyteller.
Oh, my goodness. She can talk your ear off for hours, and you would never get bored. So we're not sure exactly what she'll bring to the show this year, but she's coming, I believe, with her daughter Simone, and it should be a lot of fun. And then we're also expecting TV Tommy Ivo this year, legendary drag racer. And hopefully we're going to get Tom the Mongoose McEwen, and we're even going to talk to Snake Perdome this year. We've tried to get him the last 2 years. But Don's wife, Lynn, has a nasty habit of having parties every July 4th at their house down in San Diego, so he hasn't been able to attend yet. So we're telling Lynn and Don, hey, celebrate your 4th of July up here with us. So we're hoping that they're able to make it this year.
That is fantastic. I wasn't aware of the number of professional race and stunt drivers that you've got in your club right now. You've got a whole slew of really a who's who of some of the best professionals out there. When we come back, we'll run down that quickly, and then we'll make a date to get our good friend Ken Latka with us back just around the bend, as they say. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. Bob Sellers from Reliable Carriers is standing by. We're wrapping up with Ken Latka and the Television Motion Picture Car Club. And Ken, I'm definitely going to shoot you an email with some dates, and we're going to get you back on for a full hour because I love what you're doing. I love the club, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this synergy that has been around for more than 100 years between movies and actors, celebrities and musicians and their cars. But before the break, I just made a comment about the number of racers that now belong to your club. That has really ramped up significantly.
Yeah, we're very, very blessed and very fortunate to have attracted some pretty big names in the motorsports world. And as more learn about us, we're sure that they'll come on board as well. But so far, gosh, we have people like Tommy Kendall, who's best known for winning four championships in the SCCA Trans Am Series. And there's people like Justin Bell, our favorite Brit, as we like to call him. And Justin's raced in the 24 Hours of Le Mans and the FIA GT Championship. And, gosh, now you can see him on Barrett Jackson car auctions. He's
done
a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff from the Social Garage with April Rose, and you get to see Justin's sense of humor whenever Barrett Jackson comes around. He is a lot of fun. And then there's others that are in the drift world and the rally world, like Samuel Hubinette. And Samuel's a professional drift champion, and he also has a connection to television and motion pictures, having driven done stunt driving for films like Fast and the Furious and Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, Fast Five. Sounds like he's got the Fast and the Furious franchise covered. It seems like he's in almost all of them. But he's also done Night and Day with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz and Crank High Voltage and many other films. And then we have a very dear friend of ours, Andrew Comrie Picard. And Andrew is a rally champion, drifter, and a precision driver for television commercials, television shows, and motion pictures. And he's also, he was one of the co-hosts for Ultimate Car Build-Off, which was on a few years ago. And he's a consulting producer for Top Gear America, which is done out here on the West Coast. So that's just four of several drivers that we have. And as I mentioned, hopefully we'll attract many more. And there's even rumors of some guys, Bob, from, well, back in my day, I have a feeling you're a little younger than me, but a guy named Andy Granatelli is actually interested in joining.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, cool.
And I was shocked that Andy's still around.
I know. I interviewed him about 2 years back, and, yeah, that would be a great addition to your club. We've had a number of people email us up wanting to know how they can become members of the club. Why don't you break that down for us, Ken, before we say goodbye for today?
Okay. What you guys can do, guys and gals, everybody's welcome. As I mentioned, whether you're in the industry or not, because we do allow a small percentage of folks outside the entertainment industry to join in the fun. You can go to our website at tmpcc.org, which is just the short acronym for Television Motion Picture Car Club.org. Look for the Join TMPCC page, and all the information is there. There's an application you can print out or download, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks you'll be able to fill the application out online. But currently you've got to print it, fill it out, and mail it in. You can also go to our Facebook page, as Bob mentioned earlier, at TMPCC, the Television Motion Picture Car Club. And there we post daily stuff on the club, our members, Hollywood, the automotive industry, the whole works. So hopefully you'll stop by the page, like us. You get to see pictures and videos of past events. And if you like us, you'll be one of the first to see some of the future event pictures and videos that we load up.
Well, Ken, we'll get you back here in the next few weeks and talk more extensively about the club and that synergy between automobiles, actors, and musicians. And always enjoy your appearances here on the show. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much, Bob. And hopefully I'll get clearance from some of our other celebrity members to be able to mention them the next time I'm on the air.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you, Ken.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
We move from Ken Latka and the Television Motion Picture Car Club to one of our other favorite guys, great supporter of this radio program. He is the general manager of Reliable Carriers, and he is joining us live from the Barrett-Jackson auction down in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the gentleman's name is Bob Sellers. Bob, thanks for your patience there. How are you doing? And how's the weather treating you down there in Florida?
I'm good, Bob. The weather down here is as you'd expect it to be. It's about 75 and a little cloudy today, though, so we're a little disappointed, a little cloudy.
Has the Barrett-Jackson event officially wrapped up? Was today the last day?
Actually, yesterday was.
Okay.
It ran Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So today is, as I jokingly say, is, you know, today is the day when we start going to work. Everybody else goes home and we go to work. So
I was just blown away with what you wrote me after the Arizona auctions this year with the number of vehicles that you moved down to all the various events in Arizona and the number of new purchases that you moved back to new homes. How did the Barrett-Jackson event fare for you guys this year?
The event here, this, of course, is a much smaller event compared to Scottsdale. It's, I think they had just under 500 cars here. So, you know, my guys like to keep a count on all that. I personally don't. I don't count until it's all done. You know, I just want to get them off the ground and get them going. So, but, you know, we did about 250 cars, which is about half the cars that were here, which is pretty normal for us. So, you know, today was just the first day of starting to get trucks loaded. I loaded about 25 guys today, and then, you know, we've got another wave hitting tomorrow. So, you know, we made a pretty good dent in it for the first day.
Absolutely. I was at the New York International Auto Show press days just a couple of weeks back. And once again, Bob, I saw just a whole slew of Reliable Carriers there. That must be one of the big OEM events of the year for you.
Oh, It is. The New York Auto Show is one of the big events. Matter of fact, tonight is the outbound of the New York Auto Show, and we have 75 trucks over there to take everything out. So
Wow. You
ride around, anywhere you ride around the Jacobs Abbey Center, you're going to be driving by our trucks.
75 trucks, and these aren't just trucks. I mean, these are rigs that are specifically built for carrying vehicles, and that's something we should point out. One of the major differences between reliable carriers and some of the other companies out there in the vehicle transportation business, I mean, these rigs cost a whole lot of money, and they're absolutely amazing in their technology.
Well, that's true. I mean, we have a significant investment. You know, each trailer is about $175,000 road ready when it, you know, just to haul automobiles, and then you hook another tractor that costs, you know, anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 to it, and you got a pretty significant investment just in one piece. And we have 300 of those, so you can start doing the math and figure out if you want to call what the capital investment is just to be in the business we're in. But they are highly specialized. I mean, we have, you know, articulating decks inside. They're equipped with 10,000-pound lift gates so we can level load everything into the trailers. You know, it's all hydraulic. It's a pretty sophisticated piece of equipment. And, you know, we've spent years trying to make each one. Every time we build a new trail, we find some new trick we can put in there to make it a little bit, you know, easier, better, bigger to haul more cars. So, you know, it's... But it is, in my mind anyway, it's a technological marvel. I mean, to do what we do, and you get inside one of those trailers, and it's not nearly as big as it looks from the outside when you start filling it with cars.
That is very true, but they're truly amazing. If you get a chance to see one of these at one of the great auctions, or if you're close by to one of the big international auto shows, you'll get a feel for what I'm talking about. I know you're so proud of your drivers, and you couldn't have such a great reputation without the drivers. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the drivers at Reliable Carriers. Matter of fact, if you log on to ReliableCarriers.com, you'll see a featured driver of the month and a featured transport car of the month. Lots more fun stuff straight ahead as we talk with Bob Sellers, General Manager of Reliable Carriers, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Live all across North America and around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com. And we're chatting with Bob Sellers, the general manager of Reliable Carriers. It all started with a single tractor trailer and a lasting commitment over 50 years ago. And now Reliable Carriers is the country's largest enclosed transport company, serving the 48 lower United States and the farthest reaches of Canada. And Bob is joining us from Barrett Jackson Auction, which just wrapped up yesterday down in West Palm Beach, Florida. He's getting those vehicles loaded up and out there on the roads. And before the break there, I was talking about how important it is to have great drivers, because you can have great gear, but if you don't have great drivers, that's not a good scenario. And I know that you're so proud of the drivers that you have there at Reliable, Bob.
Oh, that's absolutely true, Bob. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the folks that make it happen. You know, they interface with our customers far more than all of us do. And, you know, with the wide variety of cars we transport, everything from, you know, concept cars to, you know, a 1930 Duesenberg to an Austin Healey to a Mercedes. I mean, we've you name it, we've transported it. So it really does take folks that have a great understanding of not only, you know, the value of the car, in many cases, the love affair that people have with their cars. And so, you know, most of our guys, I'm proud to say, they will tell you they're car guys. And they, for them, driving a truck and getting to haul these beautiful cars is utopia for them. So I think that, like all other things in life, you know, when you're happy doing what you're doing, it doesn't quite seem like work. But it is very hard work doing what they do. I mean, it's like putting a puzzle together every time they load a trailer, just making sure that the cars are in their right, secured properly, covered so that nothing, you know, gets on them. And, you know, ultimately what you really want to do is deliver that car to the other end several thousand miles away exactly the same way it left the starting point. So, you know, they take a great deal of pride in what they do. We're very blessed to have, you know, a seasoned group of folks. I mean, we're a growing company, so, you know, we've added, probably in the last year, we've added 40, 45 trucks and drivers, but still the aggregate age, you know, experience level of our group is, you know, our average person has been here over 8 years. So, and then I've got drivers that have been here 25 and 30 years with us. So we've got a wealth of experience. The nice thing is for the new guys, if they're not sure about something, you know, the auctions are a great training ground, because we have this morning. I had 25 trucks out back. So mm-hmm. if a guy doesn't understand something about an Austin Healey, there's somebody standing next to him who does.
Yeah.
That's how you get that experience. You know, just but sometimes it's learning and doing.
Yeah, that's it. Bottom line, learning and doing and learning from folks that have been doing it before you. And as you point out, I mean, reliable carrier service is everything, whether it's a Concours event or an auction transport or antique auto transport, classic car transport, relocation. I know you do a lot of corporate events or just shipping the car of your dreams from one location to another. And you do it unlike other folks door to door, and the transporters you have an air ride equipped suspension. Tell us a little bit about that, as well as the insurance that you carry on every single load.
Well, yeah, all of the trailers and the tractors are air ride equipped, so that anyone who drives around America knows that we could probably do a little bit better job with our infrastructure these days. But that being said, I mean, everything we have is air ride, so we try to cushion the load and the ride going down the road as best we can. And so that's, you know, it's incredibly, and it takes a lot of the bumping and the jostling out of it with the air ride. I mean, the rear axles of the trailers are all airbagged. The tractors themselves have airbags underneath, so that, again, the concept is that we try to smooth that load out as best we can. And we do, we're very proud of the fact that we are the only carrier in the business that has the average carrier has $1 million or in many cases even less insurance coverage on their cargo. We've got $5 million, so five times the nearest competitor. Again, that's reflective, I think, of two things. I think it's reflective of the type of business that we do, that we have to be prepared to haul everything from a concept car to a daily driver. And the other is that, you know, the insurance carriers that we do business with recognize what we do, recognize our superior record of not damaging cars, and therefore they're willing to extend us $5 million worth of coverage. So it really says a lot about, again, going back to those drivers and the job that they do, that, I mean, we hauled over 130,000 cars last year. And our ability to do that damage-free is pretty significant.
It's pretty significant, to say the least. And another cool thing that you guys offer is GPS satellite tracking, which I'm sure for you has revolutionized your business. And also for the consumer, it must be just a great comfort to know that they can see where their vehicle is en route.
Well, that's true, and that sort of ties it back into the insurance issue by being able to, the insurance carrier knows that we know where every truck is and where every car is that's in transit anytime anybody wants to know. So that we're able to not only track the cars, but that gives us the ability to tell a customer who calls in ETA. It's also how we communicate with our trucks back and forth, so that, from a safety standpoint, people are not driving down the road on a cell phone or something like that. It's coming across on their satellite, so their orders are then sent to them. They notify us when they've delivered a car so that we know the status of the cars while they're in transit. So it's pretty significant technology, and one that we use it in a variety of ways to obviously dispatch efficiently, but also keep the customers informed as to where the cars are at any given time and anytime they want to know.
I got to ask you about Barrett-Jackson this past year. George Barris has been on this program many, many times. I've interviewed him in person, and he's such a character, such a great storyteller. I remember at SEMA back in 2009, at that time I was doing Motor Trend Radio and streaming video for Motor Trend, and we were broadcasting live from there, and he told me some amazing stories, and including one about Michael Jackson, the fact that Michael Jackson had a Rolls Royce and had brought the vehicle to his shop and said, George, you know, in the Michael Jackson voice, you know, my car is hurt, my car is hurt. And Michael Jackson had put Band-Aids on the scratches on the car. And I'll never forget that. But George is a treasure, and certainly one of the treasures of George's career is the Batmobile, and that went off at a record price at Barrett Jackson in Scottsdale. And I understand that you actually were the company that George selected to transport the Batmobile to the record-setting sale.
We did. We were very pleased by that. And, of course, it's a significant piece of automotive history, obviously. And it was, it did bring an astounding number at the auction. Very exciting. I mean, you talk about lift the roof off the tent. That certainly did. We not only brought it in for George into the auction, but we were also chosen by the new buyer to take it to his facility. So we not only brought it in, but we took it back out again. We do that a lot. It's kind of interesting. You know, we bring a majority of the cars into the auction, and then we take them home to the new seller. So it's funny because some of the drivers will be the same drivers that brought a car in. We'll see the same car going back out again, and it's it's sort of becoming friends, if you know what I mean. They get to see each other more often than you would think.
Oh, that's great. And just to remind folks, this original 1966 TV series, Batman, got the highest price ever fetched for a TV movie car at the 42nd annual Barrett Jackson auction in Scottsdale this past January. $4,620,000. What an amazing price for that. Another cool thing that I've noticed on your website is that you've got a very nice endorsement from the Angie's List website, which is a very, very popular place these days.
It is. I mean, that's part of the new world we live in. You know, there's the internet and the things that spawn from that, and Angie's List is one of them. And for folks that are familiar with Angie's List, it's sort of a club that people belong to that, you basically rate your experiences with anything from a carpenter to a painter to an auto transport company, ironically. And so we've been very fortunate that we've transported cars from some folks that are members, and they've chosen to let people know that, that if you want good quality transport and someone you can trust and someone will take care of your prized possession, that we'd be the folks to call. So, we're certainly pleased that they recognize what we do. And again, it's another one of those measuring tools out there to know whether you're doing a good job or not.
ReliableCarriers.com is the website. Bob, can we hold you over on the top of the hour news for a few more moments?
Sure.
That'd be great. I'm Bob Long. He's Bob Sellers. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.